For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County has expanded vaccine eligibility to everyone 16 and older. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
About 1,100 people are expected to come through the Riverside University Health System Medical Center in Moreno Valley today, April 6th, to get vaccinated against COVID-19. There are balloons, photo booths, and signs that say pandemic finish line. Here's Heather Jackson, Senior Public Information Specialist with RUHS.
So today's exciting. It's a historic day. All tiers are open for folks to get vaccinated here. And as you can hear the cheers in the background, we have people, we're rooting people on, telling them that we're so excited that they're here with us today because it's helping us get closer to pandemic finish line. And that's the campaign that we're running right now. It starts today. We're going to have decor, and we're going to start here at the hospital and then hopefully have decors in all of our 13 clinics around the county so that people can get excited. You know, the visuals have been masks, right? As soon as it started, the visuals have been the 6 feet apart that you see everywhere that you go. You know, you can't come in without a mask. You've got to be 6 feet apart. We've even seen morbid visuals, right, of like the death tolls and the rates and the hospital capacity. So we're trying to change the picture now, right? We want your visual to be that the end is in sight. We want your visual to be that the more people that get vaccinated, the closer that we're going to get to that pandemic finish line and the end of this.
Dr. Bruce Wang is an infectious disease specialist with RUHS. He says opening up everyone 16 and older to the vaccine will help lower coronavirus infection rates even further in Riverside County.
I think we already know how effective the vaccinations are, especially in reducing severe and critically ill COVID disease. Those are the processes that usually stick you in the hospital. All three vaccines work just the same in regards to that aspect. And, you know, if we're able to get more people vaccinated to reduce that risk, this is only going to further lower the amount of hospitalizations for COVID.
RUHS estimates the change will open vaccine eligibility to hundreds of thousands of Riverside County residents. Those who are 16 and 17 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian to get vaccinated. More than 1 million vaccinations have been administered to Riverside County residents already. To make an appointment in Riverside County, you can visit rivcoph.org. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
With metrics pointing to continued progress in COVID-19 mitigation, Riverside County today moves into the less restrictive orange tier of the state's economic reopening plan. The county has been in the red tier of the Blueprint for a Safer Economy framework since March 16th, after 5 months in the most restrictive purple tier. Updated state COVID data were released Tuesday. According to the California Department of Public Health, under the orange tier, retail businesses have the go-ahead to fully open, while 50% attendance caps are supposed to be observed in restaurants, museums, movie theaters, and zoos. The guidelines call for gyms, wineries, and bars to maintain 25% caps. Beginning April 15th, receptions and conferences can be held with up to 150 attendees on the condition that they, at minimum, be tested for coronavirus. California is aiming to fully reopen its economy on June 15th. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement Tuesday as the state hit 20 million vaccine doses. Newsom says if hospitalizations remain low and vaccines keep coming in, the state can end its county-by-county color tier system of business restrictions.
We anticipate enough vaccines are coming into the state of California. With 2.5 million people just last week receiving the vaccine, we anticipate over 30 million people will have been vaccinated at least one dose by the end of the calendar month.
State officials say masks and other health precautions will still be required in public spaces, and some businesses may choose to require proof of vaccination as a condition for entry. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.